Good morning and welcome to Grendene's conference call to analyze and disclose the results of Q3 2008. We inform that this conference call is being held only in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English. Currently, all participants are connected in the listen-only mode, and later on, we will start the Q&A session when you will receive instructions to participate. If you require any assistance during the audio conference, please request the help of an operator by dialing *0. This audio conference is being recorded and will be available at the site of the company at ri.grendene.com.br. Today with us are Grendene's main executives who will also be available to take your questions. Rudimar Dallonder, Industrial and Commercial Director. Gelson Rostirola, Financial and Controllership Director. Francisco Smith, Investor Relations Director. Luis Moroni, Sales. Edson Matsuo, Product Development. Marcos Dalbó, Marketing. Magno Freitas, Exports. And Paulo Pedó Filho, Special Sales. We inform that the press release of Q3 2008 is available at the website ri.grendene.com.br in Portuguese and English. Before continuing, I would like to highlight that any representations made during this audio conference about prospects and operating and financial estimates of the company's business are forecasts based on the expectations of the management regarding the company's future. These expectations depend on market conditions, on the general economic performance of the country, of the industry, and of international markets. I would now like to pass the floor to Mr. Schmidt, RI Director of Grendene S.A. You may continue now, Mr. Schmidt. Good morning. Thank you very much for attending yet one more conference call of Grendene to disclose Q3 2008 results of the 9 months to date and also the prospects of the company for the remainder of the year. As you know, we disclosed yesterday the information of this period after the closure of the market in our press release. That is available at the company site. For those of you who have not yet seen it, it's also available at ri.grendene.com.br. I'll be very brief and highlight the most relevant aspects relative to the performance of Q3 2008, the economic and financial aspects, and the outlook for Grendene. And I will leave more time for the Q&A session. Before beginning the discussion of the performance, I would like to highlight that, as you know, we announced the second anticipation of dividends for 31 million reais, 100% of the distributed profit for Q3 2008. This is 0.31 per share, per common share, and ex-dividends of for 21 of November of 2008, and payable in December 2008. For the fourth consecutive year, Grendene has ranked first in the footwear industry according to a survey carried out by Carta Capital in its 11th edition of the most admired companies in Brazil. Grendene has also been awarded the award Great Leaders of the Amanhã magazine and has achieved the first place in net revenue in the footwear industry and third in net revenues in the footwear industry. For Q3 2008, in Q3 the net revenue grew as expected, 10.5%. However, this growth was not reflected in a growth in results. Operating and net income were in line with the excellent results obtained in Q3 2007. Net income grew 8.3%, a drop of 70 basis points in the gross margin, and the operating results before financial expenses grew 1%, a drop of 160 basis points in the operating margin before the financial income. The net profit rose 1.3% to 80 million, a drop in the net margin of 190 basis points. The growth in the domestic market in the revenues was below expectations, 7.4%, and was offset by vigorous growth in the exports revenues, 33.8%. The greatest share of exports revenue in the total revenue, as you know, drives margins. We have not yet felt the improvement in the exchange rate because of our hedging policy regarding the currency exchange. We should feel it in the first semester of 2009. However, we were unable to pass on the prices, to pass on the rising costs to the prices, because competition is now fiercer, and we were also unable to offset the lower margins per unit by producing more. So we are increasing revenue to maintain profits at the high level that has been the case for Grandeni. However, we have, and because of the increasing financial provisions, we have generated cash of 159 million reais. We have distributed 65 million in dividends and increased its net cash position by 55.1 million reais. Although the margins have not increased, the net revenue of 162 million reais and an EBITDA of 181 million reais obtained in the 9 months to date are record for the 9-month period. Our cost is under control with no pressures for the hike, but the market is not receptive to the passing on of costs to prices, even though they might have a higher added value. In the previous conference, we were concerned about the rise in interest by the central bank and the inflationary effects in the purchasing power of consumers. These concerns have been warded off by the heightening of the international crisis that has had a higher effect and faster effect on the contention of consumption. Although our volumes have increased in Q3, there are clear signs of lower sales volume and higher competition. This is why we forecast Q4 in line with the same period in 2003. The intensity of the credit crunch is a risk factor for the results of our industry, but the credit crunch should affect our competitors more than Grandeni because we have an excellent financial situation. We have a cash position that is correctly positioned, and we serve a segment where we are leaders, and we have an appropriate catalog of products for the situation, and we are therefore well positioned to improve our share in the domestic and international markets alike. Our strategies of segmentation, constant innovation, and marketing, aggressive marketing, will be carried on and will be deepened. In September, we shipped to the shops the new models of the summer and spring collection, and we started the development of yet one more brand, ZAC, to serve a new segment that, according to our assessment, has a good potential for sales. In November, at Real Summer Fashion Show, we launched Ipanema Arch J for a more high-end set of consumers who follow fashion trends and like this kind of shoes. Although there is crisis and uncertainty because of the international scenario, medium and long-term outlook for the footwear industries are very encouraging. Grendene has been, for many years, the largest Brazilian exporter in numbers of pairs and has the greatest penetration in international markets. It has also achieved this position using when the exchange rate was not favorable. Now the expectation is that the exchange rate stabilizes in a more favorable manner, and this strategy will pay off as of the first semester of 2009. Grendene has advantages, competitive advantages, that are unequaled by the competition and is well positioned in the foreign market. It is part of our strategy to strengthen our presence internationally by developing products. In our previous forecasts, we expected that the reduction in demand and the effects of the slowdown worldwide would affect the Brazilian economy in a sharper way as of 2009, but this was not the case. The crisis has deepened as of September, and in view of this change in expectations, it is difficult to maintain the previous forecast of growth for 2008. Our new forecasts indicate a growth at 5% for net revenue, for gross revenue, and a volume of pairs that is slightly above the current, the previous forecast. Grendene wants to keep its advertising expenses at 8% to 9% of the net revenue. As regards economic and financial aspects, Grendene is a sound company from a financial point of view and has added 55.1 million reais in net cash position in the 9 months to now. We have never used derivatives with, for speculation purposes or exotic speculations, and we only resorted to futures markets for the hedging of our receivables abroad. Grendene does not depend on third-party credit for its operations or exports and has no exposure in exchange rate, or, and because of these characteristics, Grendene is comfortable and confident and prepared to face this period of slowdown that, according to all expectations, is going to be the case. Grendene's products serve a basic need of populations with competitive costs in each class of products in an industry where our competitors are not well prepared to face up to the crisis. Grendene has scale, efficiency, fast response, and versatility in production, and has also brands that are increasingly strong and recognized. Its products are therefore benchmark in the footwear industry. It also has an increasingly growing presence in the foreign market that has been consolidating along the years. It is the largest sale of sales. It is the large seller of footwear in the Brazilian international market, and it has strategic relationships with the distribution channels in more than 90 countries. Therefore, Grendene is in a very comfortable situation to leverage the opportunities that crisis bring. Thank you very much, and we will now move to the Q&A session. Yes? Ladies and gentlemen, we can now start the Q&A session. To ask a question, please dial star 1. To withdraw the question from the list, dial square 2. We remind you that to ask questions, dial star 1. If you want to ask questions, dial star 1. We remind you that to ask questions, dial star 1. Since there are no questions, I would like to pass the floor to Mr. Smith for his final considerations, for his final remarks. And to close this conference, I would like to remind you that Grandene is going to strengthen its strategy in 2008 and extend it into 2009 by identifying new segments, new licenses, innovating products, and strengthening its brands with aggressive marketing using multiple media and using and pursuing operating excellence by continuous improvement, being very conservative in its financial strategy. Our objective is to increase scale in a sustainable growth, in a sustainable manner in the domestic and foreign market. Thank you very much. This audio conference is now closed. Thank you very much and have a nice day. Thanks for your call, Brazil.